Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What you need to know is brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times, less than 90 minutes from wherever you are. Lauda, what do you got?
All right, guys, I have one really quick for you because Slee is in the building and I got him to
talk to you guys.
Okay. Yeah. But we've been talking a lot about the Dodgers. There is another Dodger that is coming back home. Okay. See. Maybe not on the field, but Adrian Gonzalez joined the broadcasting team for Sports in LA.
El Titan, as they call him. Yes.
Yes. So he's going to be doing pre and post for Sports in LA. So I'm excited about that. I love Adrian. So seeing him anywhere around the Dodgers, I'm all in on that. So congrats to him. No,
Cap, he's like your a friend of yours, not like Canelo's your friend, like a real friend.
Yeah, I mean, I would say I'm closer to Adrian than I am to Canelo, although Adrian's
no, you're not really that close to Canelo.
You're not.
Well, let me put it this way. I'm much, much, much closer to Adrian than I am to Canelo, but Canelo is trying to work his way in, is all I'm saying. But yeah, I've known Adrian for a really long time.
I love him.
So do I. I got to see parts of his high school baseball career, obviously, you know, first overall pick, and then traded to the Padres, where a lot of his career was. And then it was interesting back then, George, because of everything we just came through with the lockout, there was a time I remember saying to Adrian, why would you not want to stay with your hometown club and make less money? And he actually said, there's no hometown discounts in baseball because if I, the top available free agent first baseman, take less today just to stay with my team, I'm screwing over all the guys that come after me. I never thought of it that way.
Yeah. Yep,
obviously, he 100%. Went to Boston, then he went to the Dodgers, and he's just a great guy, great family. I just got nothing but love in my heart for Adrian Gonzalez.
And you know what? It's crazy because he came from San Diego, went to Boston, but he is so loved in L.A. as a Dodger.
Well, he used to come to when he was with the Dodgers and the Dodgers would play the Padres in San Diego. Every time he would come to the plate, the whole crowd would go, yeah, we love you, Adrian. Yay, we love you. And it wasn't just Dodger fans. It was Padre fans. Everybody loved him, right? And I would say to everybody, hey, look, he now plays for the Dodgers. So as much as he's your local hometown guy, you know, you can love him when his career is over. And then he'd hit like three home runs in a game, and the Padre fans would stand up. We love you, Adrian. You're the best.
He's a likable guy.
Yes, he is. Very likable guy. You guys ever try his beer? He's got his own beer brand. You ever try his beer?
I have not.
No.
It's called Brewery or something?
Yeah, it's called Calidad.
Calidad.
Oh, you know what that means, Cap.
Does it mean father from California? Like Calidad?
No.
No. So stupid.
What do you mean stupid? That's smart.
You're so stupid.
I'm a Cali dad.
No. Tell him, Jorge.
It's quality, man.
Oh, Cali dad is quality?
Yes.
I'm a Cali dad. I'm from California.
No,
I'm a father.
No, that was really ridiculous and stupid, but funny.
Yeah.
So in the meantime, he's got a beer called Calidad, and it's a Mexican lager. And I'm telling you right now, if you put Calidad with Pacifico or like Corona or any kind of...
Yeah, well, tell him to send us some. How about that?
I'm telling you right now, you would love it. Great beer.
Tell him to send us some Calidad.
I will do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right.
I will do it.
That is what you need to know, brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times, less than 90 minutes from wherever you are. All right, Sliwa there?
I'm grabbing him now. He is in the building, but
Slee
I'm
in the house. Okay. Slee.
All right. You're
going
to ask him these tough questions.
You're going to ask him if he wants to work with Hacksaw, the Slee Saw?
I want to ask him all these things.
Okay.
I got to ask him all these things. All these things are important. We've been discussing them for days, even weeks.
Mm-hmm. Make a prediction. How many push-ups? Okay, how many push-ups do you think he'll say?
Oh, he could do more than the 50, I think,
in a sitting. Let's find out. All right, here we go.
Is he there?
Yeah.
What's going on, guys?
Hi, Slee.
Hey, buddy.
I'm just doing some curls right now. That's usually what I do. Once I get to the studio, I'm just working on my abs as we speak. Everything. Full body workout here in the studio.
So here's the deal. So I don't know how we got into this conversation. Cap, how did we get into the conversation?
I'll tell you what happened. Here's what happened, Slee.
Okay.
So today is Billy Crystal's 74th birthday, right?
Correct.
And I said to George, I've met a lot of interesting people in my life, been very fortunate that way, but one person who I've never met who I desperately want to meet is Billy Crystal. Mm-hmm. And I mentioned, oh, I met LeBron, I met Tiger, blah, 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 name dropping, right?
Oh, I know, no. And then you said you wanted to get LeBron. We've talked about how you've always wanted to get LeBron on the show. And I said, if you want to get LeBron on the show, we have to be the show that actually goes to Media Day and get and just tries to petition to be the show that gets LeBron. I said, but I don't care to do that because I'm going to talk to him anyway during the season because of my role on NBA. And if you want him, you're going to have to fight Slee and Mason in like an octagon.
Right. So that was what happened, Slee, is that then George said, I now have to fight you and Mason okay. in an octagon. Mm-hmm. So that me and George can be the show that goes to Laker Media Day.
Right, because I don't care enough. But right. you know, but in this case, Cap, not that he cares all that much, but he does want to talk to LeBron. He has talked about this a lot. So I said, well, you could take Mason, but you'd absolutely get wiped by Sliwa. He did have a good strategy, though, in regards to said potential three-way fight.
I've been in so many bar fights here. Yeah, let me hear what the strategy is. Very curious here.
Well, the strategy is very simple, Slee, and I don't mind sharing my game plan with you because, I mean, it's going to go down this way no matter what. Whether I win or lose, it's going to go this way regardless. First, I'm going after you. I mean, my game plan is to take care of you.
Sure.
I want to ground and pound you.
Yep.
I'm going to try and choke you out. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, I'm going to try and end this thing quickly. Then I'm going to turn my attentions to Mason. And Mace is not a fighter. He's more of a lover. Like, you know, I'm not a violent guy myself, but he's going to be like, I don't want any piece of this. You win. So I take you out.
Right. Well, you're right that that Mason will be – he talks a big game, but he would absolutely be the chicken bleep in that situation and just try to – he would be okay with you and Sliwa duking it out and then trying to, like, you know, basically, you know, sucker punch you or something, whoever wins from the back or something.
Well, I think that Mason would want me and Slee – to have like that Rocky Balboa kind of Apollo Creed moment.
Apollo Creed kind of moment where you
right.
knock each
and
other out.
And this is all for Media Day?
This is also that
just to interview
Media
LeBron.
Media
right.
Day.
Right.
Yep.
Yeah.
And then I said, you know, Slee's working. Lindsay brought up that you work out all the time. I'm like, yeah, Slee's always doing curls. You know, he's doing chest. He's at the gym all the time. He's right down the street. He's working out. Whenever he's not in the studio, whenever he's not dissecting the pick and roll, he is absolutely working out. And, you know, so – then Cap said, do you think he could do more push-ups than me? And I said, of course. And he said, do you think he can do more push-ups than you? And I said, absolutely. And he said, because he did, Cap, when we did our push-up competition, claimed he could do 50. I said, you're not doing 50. He did 43. I ended up doing 47? Or maybe, was
wow.
it 49? Was it 49 or 47?
I think it was like 41 or 2, I think, as I recall.
No, I came up really close to the 50. I want to say it was 49.
I think you did 44.
No, I did more, way more than Cap.
I think it was 47. I'm pretty sure it was 47.
My bad.
I don't know. It was 4.7 is what I think.
Laura, like, and then you guys say Laura's always on my side.
Yeah, I thought it was.
Work with me, Laura. Work with me. You know, Mason did five. Mason did five push-ups that day.
I don't remember what he did. But so anyway, I thought, Slee, you could do 50 in a sitting.
Okay, so.
One shot.
Here's the honest truth. I don't know. The last time I actually tried to do as many push-ups as possible. So I don't have that answer. Now, would it be I definitely think I'll be north of 30, but I have no idea how many I could do in one session.
And want to give it a try?
I think, George, I think you kind of oversold me a little bit there that I'm working out all the time. I appreciate that very much. I'm definitely not in the gym all the time. I just started going back to the gym more consistently. But, I don't know about the 50 number. I have no idea about the 50
Well,
number.
You must
but
look a certain way.
Could you beat Kaplan at 43? Yeah. I mean, think about it. Kaplan did 43. You can do 43.
I think. I genuinely
old are you,
don't
Slee?
Know. 39.
Slee, how old are you?
39.
Okay, so I got you by, I'm 13 years older than you. Okay, and I did 43 push-ups at the drop of a hat. Didn't
I mean,
train.
You, no, you did not do them at the drop of a hat. That's not true either.
What do you mean?
You did like 30 at the drop of a hat, and then you started to go really slow, and then you literally almost had a heart attack when you collapsed at 43.
All things you just said are true, and I won't deny, okay? I'm not even going to try and argue with that. I will buy what you've just sold. But when I say at the drop of a hat, what I mean is I didn't train to try and do 50 push-ups.
No,
it was like drop
and
give me 50. Right.
That's what we did, yeah.
Right. Just so, Slee, if we dropped you right now to see how many you could do, that's the question.
So am I supposed to just go down right now?
Let's go.
Okay. Let's
all right.
Laura, you want to come
Laura's
in here?
Laura's the only person
count?
In there, so yeah, she can.
All right, Laura,
wait,
you're
where's
the official
John?
Counter.
Have John do the play-by-play.
Oh, that'd be great.
Okay, cool.
Get Ireland
Let
to do play-by-play.
Yeah, get
be
Ireland
fantastic.
In there. Literally, all we need is 2 minutes of his time. Tell Chris.
I can assure you this. He'll call it, and he'll be more excited about this sporting event than tonight's game.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, get John right now, and I will
explain. I looked it up, by the way, and Tedano did do 47.
Okay,
47.
Thank you.
Okay, I did 43. Sedano
thought that he said that he thought he could do 30, whereas Cap, you said that you knew you could do 50. So
right.
Sedano undershot, overperformed. You did the opposite.
Yep.
Yeah, that's accurate with the way the show goes.
I underdelivered and I overpromised.
Okay, we have Ireland.
Hi, John. What's up, boys?
Hi, John.
So we were talking about Sliwa. Basically, long story short, Cap wants to interview LeBron. I said the only way we can do that is if we go to media day, but I don't care enough to talk to LeBron at media day because I'm going to talk to him during the season anyway.
He's in the league, you know.
Right. Like John, in the league.
Right.
Yes.
You guys are in the league.
So I said, you're going to have to fight Mason and Sliwa to be the show that interviews LeBron at media day. You'll have to get into an octagon. I think Sliwa will kill you. Then he said, we got into this conversation, do you think Sliwa can do as many push-ups as me? And I said, absolutely. Sliwa doesn't believe he can do the 43 push-ups that Cap did. I believe he could. So can you do a little play-by-play and see how many he can do in one sitting for us?
Yes. Now, are you ready? He's got his sleeves rolled up.
Can we do this right after the break, though, is my question.
No, John's got to do stuff. Like, let's
do this
right
now. Come on, John. You don't have to do anything.
No, he's doing some stuff with Chris. Like, just do it now. Let's knock it out.
Okay. Right. Are you ready?
Yeah, let's go.
All right. Okay, Alan Sliwa getting into position. 43 is the number. He's on his knees. Right. He goes into full push-up position. And we've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, looking strong, 6, 7, 8, 9. 10 was easy, 11, 12. Form is still good, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20 is strong.
Keep going,
21, Sliwa. 22, 23. He's going faster, so I think he's getting strained. 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30. He's really gunning it now. 31, 32, 33, 34, 35, 36, 37, 38, 39. Starting to stress. 40, 41, 42, 43. Do one more, Alan. 44. And he's going now 45. 46. And I think he may be done. He's going for 47. 48. He's really strained now. He's got the back arching, but he's at 48. 49. Down at 49.
All right. 48. See, we did more than 48. Both of us. See,
48 is the number. And really did well. Even late. The last, I would say, three were strained. I'll give the headsets back to Sliwa. He is gassed.
Wow, let's hear this.
But I thought it was excellent work.
Really good play-by-play, John.
Sliwa, I believe in you. I said you'd beat both me and Cap at 43 and 47, and you did.
And I got video.
Almost died there, guys.
There is something about that number 47, you know?
Yeah. I can't believe how
great job,
quick,
John, by the way.
Really good play-by-play.
I can't believe how quick when you think you're fine and then your arms are done.
Right. Yeah. It happens in a heartbeat.
Done.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. You go from I'm doing really well to all of a sudden I'm not going any further here.
At 30, I was about to start running my mouth like I got this no problem. And then I got to 40 and my arms just gave up.
Yeah.
Wow,
that's what
Sli.
Happened to me. When I got to 47, my arms just locked, basically. Yeah.
Impressive,
so
Sli. Very impressive.
All right.
Very,
Sli,
very impressive.
I believed in you.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Appreciate it. I want to see the video.
Now go kick Cap and Mason's ass in an octagon. Go make
I'm going to need to judge the form.
Yeah. Well, she's got the video.
I have the
Laura's
video.
Got the video.
Okay, yeah. Laura.
No, and John's going to tell the truth. He's telling you. Like he's going,
he may not, he may not know proper form.
Might need
oh,
a recount.
For the love of God.
We might need a recount.
Plus,
I think you
like
did more.
I thought I had more in my head.
I really think you did, honestly, because John was counting a little slow.
Sliwa, after the controversy of the hot dog thing, don't be talking about counting. We'll just trust John.
Hey, Sedano. 9 hot dogs. It was disgusting. It was disgusting.
You cheated.
You're a champion, though, Sli.
You
are. You
are. Sli, see, when anyone says anything about you, say Sedano was the only one who believed in me.
Sedano, you said Friday I'd go postal.
Ah, he did say that. He did. 100%.
Where did that come from?
Yeah.
I mean,
no. Out of all people?
Well, because I said the quiet ones are the ones you have to be careful of.
All right. You'll be okay.
I mean,
you'll be okay, Sedano. You'll be okay.
You fit that profile.
That's not a good profile to fit.
I'm just saying, though, you know, so that's why we need you to, you know, we need you to loosen up so we don't think that you might kill us all.
That's fair. That's
wow.
fair.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Hear that,
Sli? Congratulations.
Nice
right,
work, Sli.
All right, guys.
We'll listen to you at 6 o'clock. Thank you again. There you go.
Boy, it's going to be terrible. He's going to have sweaty armpits now, and he's going to be like, ugh.
He's a young kid. He's probably got a gym bag. He's got, like, deodorant in there, I'm sure.
Way to go, Sli.
Sli kicked your butt, and mine, for that matter. Well, he just barely beat me, but he kicked your butt.
No, he really did more. He really did. I have a video, and I think you guys should count them because I think he did more.
Okay. Really? Okay.
I trust John Ireland. He's a man of utmost integrity, is what I would say.
Can you? Are you going to be tweeting that and tagging us, Laura?
I'm sending it to social, and I'm sure they're going to do their magic.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right. Coming up next, we have more Dodger news. So they're in the Freddie Freeman stakes. It's between them and the Yankees. And there's another big name they're after. And I had a very interesting conversation with a Raiders fan today. We'll get into that coming up.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Yeah. You know it.
Na 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 na.
Getting jiggy with it.
I like this song too.
So do I. Love this song.
Not just a Cap song. Let me tell you, there's not a lot of Will Smith songs I don't like.
I feel you.
I mean, I love, like, all his early stuff, like, reminds me of when I was a kid, right? Like, parents just don't understand and that stuff. And then this stuff later, like this song and like Summertime, like those are good jams.
Miami.
Yeah, Miami's okay.
I like it.
But this one, Getting Jiggy With It, and Summertime to me is like the best song he ever made.
Love Summertime.
Yeah.
What a career Will Smith has had, really, right? I mean, from the very first song of him and was it DJ Jazzy Jeff?
Yeah.
And then you know, the whole TV series. And then becoming a huge movie star and working his way in and out of music. I mean, what an unbelievable career and talent Will Smith is. Send in love, my brother.
He is. He's an incredible talent, for sure. I'm a big fan of Big Willie Styles, as they say. So the Dodgers are going after Jorge Soler, too. I love Andrew Friedman, man. Like, basically for years, it's funny, man. It's revisionist history now. And I bet you people out there would never admit it. I mean, there'll be a few people who will be honest about it. But there was a lot of people who would be like, why is he just hoarding everything? Why doesn't he just make a move for this guy or that guy? Or, you know, Chris Sale, trade Julio Urias and this guy and Cody Bellinger and all these guys for all these guys. Like, people were really mad back then in, like, 2016, 2017, that he wasn't making those deals. And he was just waiting for the right time, and he did. He struck with Mookie, and then he's made – since then, I mean, he's made a lot of right moves. I've always said, Cap, he is the smartest dude in sports in this town. Like, I think he's brilliant. And I'm a big believer and a fan of what he does. So I look – whether it's Freddie Freeman, whether it's Jorge Soler, I think that – all those guys, both those guys could be fantastic. Now, if you're the Braves, I don't know how you feel about Soler not being with you, too. Perhaps they'd be okay with it. But I believe that Soler can help this particular team. I think that if you look at the outfield situation, the Dodgers always like to kind of mix and match guys anyway. And with the DH now, they've got even more maneuverability. And he's a guy that can certainly play DH, too. I mean, they've got a bunch of guys that could play DH. The DH, if anything, if it was going to help any one team in the National League, it was certainly going to be the Dodgers.
You know, Soler is an interesting character because last year when the Braves were playing the Dodgers, and many of us who really weren't paying attention to a lot of Braves baseball didn't realize what a great job they had done acquiring talent in the middle of the season. Because if you recall, Soler
he was traded from Kansas City, right?
Right, he only played in like 50 games or so with Atlanta, whatever the exact number was. But he had some monster home runs. He had some huge games in the World Series. He had that leadoff homer. It was in game
one.
Look
at you knowing baseball. Who the hell are you?
Well, it's earlier you said everybody remembers that block that Giannis had. And I was like, I am one of the people who doesn't remember that. But yet, for some reason, certain moments stick in my head. And Soler's leadoff home run in game one is one of those, you know. And so, listen, now I'm looking some stuff up. This is not off the top of my head. He had three home runs in the World Series.
and was the third DH ever to win the MVP of the World Series. So because of the universal DH, the Dodgers, I mean, to go out and get a guy like Soler and take away from the Braves, this would be an incredible move if they're able to get these two jobs or these two deals done.
Yeah, it would be fantastic. Like, what a great opportunity for Andrew Friedman and the Dodgers. Just great. So hopefully one, if not both, end up here. And I mean, not that this team wasn't going to be fun one way or another, but it's if they get both those guys, good God, I can't wait to go to a Dodger game. I am so pumped to watch baseball because they're good. And again, they're likable, as we discussed. Now, speaking of likability, I would say the opposite of that is polarizing. Is that a very fair assessment?
Polarizing is a good word. I'm with polarizing. Yeah.
Now, I would say the Raiders are polarizing. Is that accurate?
Generally speaking, organizationally they are. I would agree with that.
So there are a couple of Raider fans at the TV building that I was talking to. One in particular, love this dude. I don't want to say his name because I don't know if he wants his name out there, so I don't want to do that. But I always talk to him about the Raiders. Huge Raider fan. We're always talking about the Raiders. And I saw him today when I was doing NBA Today. I'm like, bro, the Raiders, now they're the worst team in the division. He's like, what are you talking about, bro? And I'm like, yeah, man, like, you know, Russell Wilson now. And he's like, yeah, okay, that's tough. Yeah, but the Raiders right there, they win the playoffs. And I'm like, yeah, I know, but now every team is really, really good. And he's like, yeah, not the Chargers. They're still the Chargers. And I'm like, but they got Justin Herbert. He's like, Justin Herbert's great. But they're still the Chargers. And all I could think about, I was laughing, because all I could think about is you, Kaplan, when he said that.
Well, it's true. Like, I've been getting hit up today by a lot of Charger trolls on Twitter because the Chargers went out, and not only did they get Khalil Mack from the Chicago Bears, but in advance of free agency starting, they've now got this this defensive back from New England. J.C. Jackson, who's an interesting character because he's a guy that was an undrafted player out of college and turned himself into one of these guys that's always around the ball, has a whole bunch of interceptions. And so a guy goes from an undrafted free agent to one of the, if not the top defensive back in free agency this year. So when people hit me up on Twitter and they're like, oh, Kaplan, you're going to eat your words. The Chargers are going to win the Super Bowl. They got the best pass rusher available. They got the best cornerback available. And I'm going, yeah, wait until these guys get here. They all think they're going to Hollywood. But when they get here, they find out they're going to Anaheim. They're going to Orange County. They're not really, really going to Hollywood. You can live in Chicago, you can live in Boston, and you can see the Chargers, and you can call them L.A., but when you get here and you realize the Rams are the team of L.A., and the Chargers are like the Angels, they're the team of Orange County, you're like, what did I do here? I thought I was coming to Hollywood. No, you're flying into John Wayne, Jack. You're not even flying into LAX. So I'm glad that this person, whoever this Raider fan was telling that. But here's what I hope. You ready, George?
Yeah. Yeah, go ahead, Tommy.
So you're talking about Freddie Freeman, and you're talking about the Dodgers possibly making moves. I would love to see the Raiders get involved in the Deshaun Watson conversation. For all this talk about Deshaun Watson and Houston, and he's not going to go back, and then there's talk about New Orleans or Carolina trying to get this guy. Could you imagine Patrick Mahomes, Justin Herbert, Russell Wilson, and Deshaun Watson all in the same division? Would that be insane?
It would be wild, but I don't think they're going to do that. It looks like they're going to go with Derek Carr.
I know. This was just wishful thinking.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to do that. It looks like it's just the Panthers and the Saints, so. Which I get. I mean, the Panthers make a ton of sense because, you know, look, and again, we're just strictly talking about football here, but they make a ton of sense just because, you know, he played at Clemson, right? Just that general area, region of the country. He's a Carolina guy. So I think that makes some sense. And the Saints make sense because the Saints are actually a quarterback away from being championship good because even Drew Brees at the end was not enough. And, you know, this season they wasted, I thought, which was a really good defense. And they've got weapons too on the outside. Like those guys, Callaway's a good receiver. We'll see what else they have coming back as far as receivers are concerned. But they had plenty of guys I thought that could catch the ball.
Well,
and Kamara's great, obviously. So,
right, but if we're going to talk just a little bit of football here this afternoon, and we're going to talk quarterbacking here for just a little bit, you gotta just give me a little bit here. My boyfriend is back, baby.
Yeah, talk about him. We got time for him. Okay.
All right, because I want you to know that I'm very excited about the return.
Yes. We'll get there. Okay.
Thank you.
Tranquilo. Okay.
Cálmate. Okay. Un poquito.
Cálmate.
Calidad.
Un poquitico.
Calidad.
It's quality, bro. All right, Radio Tinder is up next in 3 minutes.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
I mean, we have to find like a better song to play in the background than that Hill Street Blues song, right?
But Chris never explained to us why he pulled the Hill Street Blues theme.
I don't know. I think he just did it, you know, out of the just on a whim, and then since Lindsay didn't know it, I think he wants to just now like make fun of her for a little while. That's probably what's happening there.
What was the show about that, like, he would have...
It was a cop show.
Oh. Yeah, no relation to anything. That's cool. Usually that's how we do things. All right, so anyway, speaking of music, country music icon Dolly Parton has removed herself from the class of 2022 nominees for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. So the singer explained via an Instagram post today that she didn't feel quite rock and roll enough to accept the honor, given most of her music falls under the genre of country. Parton hinted that once that she releases music that's in the rock genre, she'd be happy to be reconsidered. I don't think that the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame has been limited to just rock and roll music for, I don't know, maybe 2 decades now. So do you guys think that Dolly Parton is worthy of being inducted into it? Swipe left or swipe right, Cap?
I'm going to swipe left. When you started to build the story that she didn't want to go in, that she didn't feel like she was a rock and roller, that she felt like her genre was country, I was thinking, oh, come on, Dolly, don't be like that. You know, I mean, anytime somebody's going to honor you and put you into any kind of Hall of Fame, George, are you in any Halls of Fames?
I'm in my high schools, yeah.
Really? For what?
They inducted me.
I know, but for what?
A couple years ago.
For being awesome.
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah. I don't know if it was because you were on a sports team and you were a standout and you were so great, and I didn't know. But they
no, because I'm George Sedano. That's why.
Hey, that's reason enough. I mean, my Hall of Fame can't touch your Hall of Fame, your high school Hall of Fame. You know.
Oh, that's great.
But I'll say this: like, if somebody's going to induct you into a Hall of Fame, you guys want to know what Hall of Fame I'm in?
Which one?
What? Dude, I'm very proud of this one. Don't laugh at me if I tell you. You ready?
Go ahead.
The Western Pennsylvania Jewish Sports Hall of Fame.
Hey, good for you. I ain't knocking anyone who's in any Hall of Fame.
It's in a small closet in the Jewish Community Center in suburban Pittsburgh, and nobody sees it, but I'm in it. Okay. If somebody's going to put you in any Hall of Fame, you take it and you thank them. But I understand Dolly Parton is much more country than she is rock and roll.
Yeah.
So that probably makes her a lot more like Nashville than it does Cleveland. So I don't necessarily think she actually belongs in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Okay, does she want to be in there again? I completely already lost the story because you talked for so damn long.
She said that she's withdrawing. She wants to withdraw her name from consideration because she doesn't feel rock and roll enough.
Okay, and if she doesn't want to, she's Dolly. So what's the question?
Do you think she should be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
If she doesn't want to, then no. So I'm swiping left on that, too.
She doesn't feel worthy, but I just want to note that there's plenty of
people.
She's
worthy, but if she doesn't want to be in there, she doesn't have to be in there.
I think
nobody puts Baby in a corner, and nobody puts Dolly in a room in Cleveland, okay?
I think if she really thought about it, like, you got Tupac's in the Hall of Fame. Like, Tupac is not a rock and roll guy.
Right.
Like, Big
No, that's fair, but I'm with you. But, you know, I'm not putting someone, you know, in against their will in some Hall of Fame. If they don't want to be in there, that's fine.
But what, can you imagine being invited to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and you're like, nah. Nah, it's not for me.
I think she might be, like, misunderstanding. I feel like over the past, like, decade, it's turned into, like, the Music Hall of Fame.
I agree with that. I agree with that. I mean, for example, I'm just looking up at the Hall of Famers. ABBA is in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah,
Louis
they're not
Armstrong
rock and roll.
Is
or
in
ABBA.
The Hall of Fame. Yeah. ABBA's considered rock and roll?
No, I'm just saying.
No, I said they're not.
Rock and roll is basically, the name of the Hall of Fame is the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, but I think it's just like, you know.
I mean, here's the Beastie Boys, the Beach Boys, right. The Bee Gees. I mean, I'm just in the Bees now, you know? I mean, there's a lot of people in here who you don't, Blondie. Now, you don't necessarily consider them rockers.
Yeah.
I think someone needs to have a little chat with Dolly. So just be like, I think you're, like, you know, thinking of this all wrong. Yeah. But whatever.
I think we're talking way more about this than even Dolly is, to be honest with you. So.
Well, we should figure this out.
Well, speaking of music, CD sales in the U.S. for last year, which is 2021, increased for the first time almost two decades.
Full stop. Here's the definition of rock and roll, according to Oxford Dictionary. A type of popular dance music originating in the 1950s, characterized by a heavy beat and simple melodies. Rock and roll was an amalgam of rhythm and blues and country music, usually based on a 12-bar structure and an instrumentation of guitar, bass, and drums. So by that definition, someone should just send that to her, and then she'll want to be in. Okay? So there you go. I solved the problem. Go ahead. Send her to the beginning.
Go back to the beginning.
Back to the beginning of what?
Of this next question.
Go to the next question now. Yeah.
CD sales in the U.S. for 2021 increased for the first time in almost two decades. This is according to the Recording Industry Association of America. Although CD sales...
CDs, as in like music CDs?
Compact discs?
Compact discs. Yep. Oh. Yep.
Okay. Wow,
obviously, they peaked back in 2000 when almost a billion CDs were shipped in the U.S., but there's clearly been a resurgence in physical music, which the past decade or so has been vinyl, but now it's also including CDs. So I'm not going to have you guys swipe either way, but can you remember the first and last CD that you bought, Sedano?
First one, I think, I don't remember either. But I bought a bunch of CDs in the 90s for sure. You know, Vanilla Ice, Milli Vanilli, NWA, like, I mean, you name it, I bought it.
Did you have a CD that you played?
I would mow lawns and, like, use the money to buy music.
Did you have one that you played it so much that it got scratches on it and skipped and made you need to buy it again?
Yeah, like all of them, for sure.
Anybody have any CDs laying around anywhere?
I found one in my car the other day.
Oh, wow.
I was switching from like aux to radio or whatever, and I accidentally hit the CD button, and it started playing a CD, and I was like, whoa, I didn't even know this was in here. That's crazy. And it was like an old mix CD from like 5 years ago.
Yeah, I had a, this is probably about 3 years ago or so. I was kind of coming out of my marriage, and, you know, I was in a little bit of a mess, and I needed a car. And a friend of mine sold me a used car, a Mercedes like station wagon for like $3,000. This is going back, like I said, like 3 years ago. And in the back of the car, there was one of those CD players where you put in five CDs and then, you know, you never change them because they're in the back. And I don't know how, but I found five CDs and I loaded them up and I played them. And I think the other day I was just trying to move some boxes around my garage and I found a whole box of CDs. But I couldn't tell you, Linz, the first one I bought or the last one I bought. But I'm surprised. I know that vinyls made a big comeback. I had no idea CDs had made a comeback. Do you guys have any device in your house that will play a CD?
No.
Only my car. Probably my PlayStation, I'm guessing.
Oh, maybe. Because I think I do have an older Mac desktop in one of my bedrooms, like just an extra computer. I bet you that has a CD player on the side of it. Wow,
remember
CDs.
In The Wedding Singer when he's like, she's like, oh, let's go get some A-tracks. And he's like, no, Jules, it's a CD player. It plays CDs. Great movie, Wedding Singer.
Yeah,
anyway.
I don't remember that line, but I remember the movie.
It's funny.
All right, what's next?
Okay, so last one. The cast of Family Matters seems eager to get the Winslow family back together for a reboot, but with some conditions. So the cast was together this past weekend at a 90s convention, And Jo Marie Payton, who plays the mom, Harriet Winslow, said that she would only do it if the role of Judy Winslow, the family's youngest child, who mysteriously disappeared in the fourth season, was written back into the show. So I loved the show growing up, and I had completely forgotten that there was even a younger daughter that was on it. Like, I have no recollection of Judy Winslow whatsoever. So maybe I'm crazy, but do you guys remember her? Swipe left or swipe right? Cap?
I'm gonna swipe left. I don't remember her. The only thing I could even tell you, like, if you say Family Matters, like, it really, I have to think about it. Because earlier today we were talking about Sanford and Son. Boom, I got that right off the top of my head. Family Matters,
Steve
the only
Urkel.
Thing. Urkel, that's it. Steve Urkel. That's all I got. The dorky guy with the glasses and the suspenders, that's all I got.
Yeah. So Judy Winslow was the little kid.
Yes.
Yeah.
I totally forgot about her. Did you remember? Like, I don't remember her being on the show.
I mean, I remember that Laura had a little sister. That's about it, but yeah.
Laura, do you remember her?
I used to love that show, so I do. I do.
I loved it, too. I always watched it, but, like, I don't remember that girl. Like, looking at pictures, I'm like, yeah, I guess she was there, but it makes sense that she, like, wasn't
in. Why do they want
in.
Her back on so badly? What did the show
I guess
miss
she
about
was
her?
She was just, like, written off the last season for no reason. They were just like, no one's going to notice. She doesn't really contribute a whole lot. Like, no big deal. We're just going to write her out and not give an explanation. And so then the woman who plays the mom was like, I want her back on the show because I felt like I lost my baby. Like, she was very important to her.
Aww.
So, yeah. I don't know. I just thought it was kind of weird that I don't remember her being on there.
No, me neither.
Yeah. All right, that's Radio Tinder each and every day at 5:30. Coming up next. All right, Cap, you can talk about your boyfriend, Tom Brady and all that stuff. And I do... want Laker fans to let them know. I want to let Laker fans know there's an ally. That's what I wanted to say.
An ally.
I'm sorry, I'm so tired. I can't even think straight anymore.
It's okay. Don't worry about it. We got you.
There is an ally, and it's probably an unlikely ally, is the way I would describe it. How about that?
Okay.
So let's do that. And Cap can talk about his boyfriend Tom Brady. All coming up. One last segment to go before we turn it over to Mr. 50 Push-Up Sliwa and Michael. For the Laker pregame show against the Raptors today. So that's coming up in just a moment.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Yeah.
That was a very good Rick Dees impersonation. Hey, everybody, it's Rick Dees.
Disco duck.
What a strange time.
Really?
It's a very, I've heard the song, but it is... It's also a very L.A. thing. Who's there?
Yeah, who's ringing the doorbell?
What was that Wookiee promo you guys recorded in the break?
Oh, we were just trying.
Oh, my God. I'm not in the mood today.
That thing was brutal.
He's not in the mood. He's working on fumes today,
Chris. Can you just pick something from the show? Like, I mean, why do we got
to do that? That's not how a Wookiee promo works. Sit down now.
Oh, my God.
You look forward, not backward. Backward is a different promo.
I mean,
that's
the
if you miss Sedano and Cap, you miss this.
No, this is on you, Cap, too. You hear that your teammate... Okay, we like to use that word now around here, teammate.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You hear that he's struggling a little bit. You say, listen, I did radio in San Diego for 30 years, okay?
San Diego.
I worked with the greats like Lee Hacksaw Hamilton.
Oh, I didn't ask Slee if he would work with Hacksaw.
We forgot to do the Slee-saw question.
Yes.
Well, he was very angry today. He was looking to show people that he can still play ball with us.
Yeah.
Really? Why was he angry?
I asked him afterwards. I said, so you were listening Friday. He goes, I heard all of it, bro.
Oh, yeah.
I heard
when George said he was going to go postal. I mean, that's an interesting piece of phraseology, frankly.
I mean, I did tell him, though. I mean, I was honest with him. I mean, you got to be scared of the quiet ones.
And then he asked me, he goes, so this major announcement tomorrow at 10:30, I'm good, right, bro? I go, yeah, we'll see.
I'm good, right?
So what this major now, it's happening on the Travis and Sliwa show. So that would be hilarious. Not hilarious. That would be kind of whack.
That would be typical radio to announce a lineup change with new, fresh
blood
coming
in. It's
not
a lineup change. Let's just be clear. It's not a lineup change.
Oh, it's not?
It's
something good. It's something good.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It's good. Oh, it's good?
10:30 tomorrow morning.
I mean, there's not a lot of good that's happened around here lately. I got to be honest.
Oh, come on. We have this show.
I mean, there's that, I guess.
It's good. Real good.
Yeah. I mean, it was bumpy to get here, but we got here.
Yeah, we're here
now. We did get here.
We're in the house.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I think what George is referring to, Chris, is the terrible news of the Lakers and the way this season has... We thought we'd reached rock bottom, but if I have to watch James Worthy tonight after this game...
Poor James Worthy.
This poor guy.
He needs hazard pay.
What they need to do is they need to say to him, James, you need a couch and a therapist, and everybody watching and listening needs a couch and a therapist, so they should do that.
Let me tell you something, Kaplan. There is not a more positive person in Southern California sports than Chris McGee, the beloved Geeter, okay?
Shout out.
And even he's like, I feel like there are days that he's just disgusted too.
Oh, yeah.
I can see it in his face. Like, he's shaking his head, and he's like, big game? I don't even know what to say anymore. You know what I mean? Like, and when Geeter's that way, I mean, you know the season is a disaster.
Well, I'll tell you one thing, though, George. There's one guy who has still not come around to this team's terrible and this team's over. There's one guy.
Oh, it's Michael in Ireland.
That's right. It's Michael. More so. See, Ireland, I don't know if anybody was listening last night to the broadcast, but at the end of the first quarter, you could hear it in Ireland's voice. It was, do I really need to call the rest of this game? These guys haven't showed up. Why should we? Right? And then literally later in the game, listening to the broadcast later in the game, Michael and John are talking about the Dodgers outfield and the pursuit of Freddie Freeman. And
that's
Michael says to John, so who are the outfielders of the Dodgers? And John is going through the outfielders. And John says, for those of you that are wondering why we're not talking about the Laker game, it's like 120-80 in favor of Phoenix. That's why we're not talking about the Laker game right now. So that's the way it was last night.
Yeah.
On the 7:10 broadcast.
So it's so funny. When I got on the plane last night, the game was on one of the TVs in the terminal. And so I'm watching. It's like super early. It was like 12 to 7.
But you were in the first class lounge, right?
No, just down the gate, at the gate area.
Oh, at the gate. I just want to clarify. You know, I want to jump back in. It's a Sedano clause, you know.
JetBlue doesn't have a lounge.
Of course, if they did.
If they did, he would be in it. It's in his contract.
I would totally be in it.
He has
not
to.
Only
actually,
that, but it was his anniversary trip.
They have
to
freshly decant a bottle just for him when he walks in.
Right, it's why he's in his high school Hall of Fame.
Did you hear that? Cap asked me, why did they put you in your high school Hall of Fame? I said, because I'm George Sedano.
Because I'm George freaking Sedano, that's why. I'm George mother freaking
Sedano. What else did they
Sedano.
Need? I'm just saying, like, you know, I'm kind of a big deal. But the... I just channeled my inner Max Kellerman by saying that. So anyway, what the hell were we talking about?
Who
I almost
knows?
Cursed.
What does it matter? Here's what matters. Yeah. Chris.
Oh,
Chris.
I was watching the game. It was 12 to 7. I get a plane, right? Mm-hmm. And they had, so everybody takes a minute. They hadn't turned on the TVs. So then they were going to turn on the TVs, but there had to be like a reboot or a reset because the TVs weren't working. So by the time they set it up, it was like almost it was the end of the first quarter. And they were down 20 already. I was like, oh, my God. This is going to be another nightmare. And I immediately I was like, ma'am, can you pass over that bottle of wine over here? Let's just do that. Jeez.
Hey, Chris.
Yes, Cap.
I noticed today on your Instagram story.
Yes.
That you shouted out an homage, if you will, for your mom's alma mater.
Cal State Fullerton, the Titans.
Right.
Hello. And our boss, Amanda Brown, went there as well, I believe.
Now let me ask everybody a
good
quick
question. Good
baseball
team, by the way, but good basketball team this year, too.
Right. Yeah. So what we've got here in the tournament is we've got USC, UCLA, San Diego State, and Cal State Fullerton. So four Southern California
schools.
We're
doing bracket talk, huh?
Bracketology!
Hey, everybody, it's Rick Dees. We got the bracket. Oh, that guy.
Anybody here going to pick Cal State Fullerton over Duke in the first round?
As somebody who's been a Duke fan for many years, those first night upsets have happened. They have happened.
Yeah, they have, but they're not losing to Fullerton, though. Yeah.
No.
I did pick the Irvinians a couple years ago. I picked them as a 14 seed, and they won.
If they do somehow win, though, on Friday night, can you imagine how the DTF is going to pop out?
Oh, the DTF would be DTF. Everybody there would be DTF.
You were the DTF?
I went on Saturday night.
Was it popping?
It was, but I was like a grandma. I went to a...
Were you on Commonwealth or Chapman? Because that matters. Or Wilshire.
Wilshire.
Oh, Wilshire pops off.
No, I was like a grandma, brother. I feel like Wilshire's more calm than like Commonwealth. And
really? Why were you a grandma, Grandma?
Because I went to...
Did you go to Mulberry Restaurante?
Yeah.
Oh, Mulberry's great. I love Mulberry.
Yeah, I love it. Yeah.
And my cigar bar is right next door.
I know.
I see that. I've been there before. That's inside DTF talk. Meanwhile, Sedano and Cap already in progress. Go ahead.
Yeah.
So, real quick...
Did you call the University of California Irvine the Irvinians?
Well, we call the people from Irvine the Irvinians.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't pop off like down there as much.
Is it the Anteaters? Mm-hmm. Is that the name?
They are the Anteaters. Yeah, yeah, that's what Mason called them.
Is producer Lindsay still on the show, or did she?
She gave up a long time ago.
Okay. No idea what you guys are talking about.
She doesn't know how Irvine pops off.
Right. She's never heard of Irvine.
Yeah. So anyway, the Irvinians, I picked them, the Anteaters, to win, and they won as a 14 seed that 1 year in the first round. So anyway, oh Cap, we got like 2 minutes. Did Rachel let you celebrate your boyfriend coming back to the NFL or what?
By the way, how do you like the group text this weekend where I'm away from my phone for all of about 10 minutes and the next thing I know I'm getting beaten up by everybody. Oh, his girlfriend took his phone. She won't let him text on Friday night.
Oh, right, there was the report in the New York Post about the Troy Aikman, Joe Buck thing where they literally said the reason they signed them is because they're going to get better games.
Right, Monday Night Football and the NFL are going to work to get ESPN better games.
So that was the first thing. That was the first thing, and then you showed up minutes, several minutes later.
Right.
You showed up, which was rare because you're very usually on top of the group chat.
Yeah.
And then, so Rachel was definitely in the picture on Friday night. Fair or unfair?
Fair, totally fair.
Okay. Then we were trying to be present
in the moment, you know.
We were right. And then when this thing came out yesterday, oh my God, yeah, for sure. Like, or 2 days ago now. We immediately knew that you were going to be up in arms.
It was a big celebration for me, frankly, that Tom Brady has.
Did you
now,
and Rachel celebrate?
Why not? Everybody should party as Tom Brady has now come out of retirement.
Did you consummate your relationship in honor of Tom Brady's retirement, coming out of retirement?
Twice.
Wow.
Twice.
Yeah.
Do you have to ask permission to speak after?
Why do you make her a dominatrix?
No, not necessarily. Just a. Like,
I mean, for the love of God,
she's in control.
I'm sorry.
She's in control. Hey, Chris, I'll have you know. You ready for this?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
This week, this weekend, upcoming.
Yes.
See.
Will mark the 3 years that we've been in this relationship.
That is a perfect time to say no mas.
Yeah. Yeah.
Say goodbye.
I know that's what you want me to do. We have a little trip planned for the upcoming weekend.
Where are you going to go? Or is it a surprise?
No, it's no surprise. Mexico.
Oh, okay. Which part?
Ah.
Loreto.
Bien.
Okay.
Make sure you have some calidad beer.
I will.
Yeah. Cerveza.
Chris, you know what calidad means in Spanish?
I don't. Off the top of my head.
Yeah. Well, this is Adrian Gonzalez's beer. It's called Calidad, which you would think in English means I'm from Cali and I'm a dad. But apparently it means quality.
It's been a long time since I was in AP Spanish 5. I got an A, though.
I bet you did.
Well, yeah. Miss Guzman, she liked me.
Exactly,
she
that's what I meant.
Yeah, exactly.
Hola, Christopher.
Yeah.
¿Cómo estás?
I was charismatic even then. All right, guys, I think it's time to wrap this thing up.
All right, we got to go because Sliwa's going to – I mean, he's already done all the push-ups. He's going to fight you next, Kaplan, because you're talking so much. So be careful.
Well – I mean, listen, I feel strong about my chances, but not in the push-up competition, clearly. Anyway, time to go.
Yeah. All right, we got to get out of here. All right, excellent work, Kaplan.
Yeah, excellent work is right.
Thanks for being so modest. Great job, Lindsay and Lauda.
They put me in the Hall of Fame because I'm George freaking Sedano. That's why.
There you go. We'll talk to you mañana. Michael and Sliwa are up next.
I want to ground and pound you.
Yep.
I'm going to try and choke you out.
Mm-hmm.